Wayne Walling for joining us on this legislative report. We're going to talk about a bill with Wayne that he presented on Monday. And Wayne, you're calling it a religious freedom bill, and it well, it spurred a good deal of discussion, it sounds like.
It did. You know, the First Amendment rights, and that's what this bill has to deal with, Senate Bill 41. You know, First Amendment rights are one of the most valued rights guaranteed to Americans in the Constitution. You know, it's our right to freely exercise our religious beliefs without the risk of persecution from government. Unfortunately, Chad, I hate to tell you that in some cities, our religious freedoms are under attack, and that's happening right up the street in St. Louis. They had St. Louis passed in February their Board Bill 203, and the Board Bill 203 provides penalties, $500 penalty, and or 90 days in jail. In other words, you might be required to pay $500 and sit for jail in 90 days for exercising your rights of free speech and rights under the First Amendment. And other cities have done that across the nation. Baltimore, Maryland, Montgomery County in Maryland, Austin, Texas, San Francisco, California, and federal judges have struck down those ordinances in whole or in part, recognizing our free religious rights to, you know, assemble and to say what we want to say, because, you know, restrictions on religious beliefs, they violate the First Amendment and the very fabric of what it means to be an American. So it's unfortunate that the Senate and the House will have to come out and say, you know what, you can't violate someone's First Amendment rights. And we don't want St. Louis with their Board Bill 203 to suddenly become a sanctuary city for abortions.
Wayne, what's being restricted in particular?
Yes. In other words, let's say you operate an alternative abortions agency or a pregnancy resource center, and you have a job opening, and someone comes in and interviews, and during the questioning, you find out they're for abortion, and they have no trouble recommending someone to go get an abortion. Well, that goes against your mission and your goals and your religious beliefs of that organization. And so you wouldn't hire them, or if you had already hired them and you found out they were recommending people for abortions, that's when those fines and penalties could come in. Also, like my wife's a registered nurse, she's a pro-life person. If she worked in a hospital and they required her to be in the surgery room assisting with an abortion, you know, she would say, no, I can't do that. You know, I believe in my First Amendment right and my religious conscience to not participate in that. Well, they could fire her, and the city of St. Louis could even fine or throw my wife in jail. So, you know, there's all these types of unconstitutional ordinances that interfere with the missions of alternative to abortion agencies. And let's say you have a health plan like Hobby Lobby did. And it's really already been decided in the Supreme Court, so I don't know why St. Louis comes out with Board Bill 203 to become an abortion sanctuary city, but during the Hobby Lobby case, it was already discussed and ruled that if you don't want to have contraceptives or abortion in your health care plan, you don't have to. But now St. Louis is saying, well, you have to have those in your health care plan, and my bill says, no, you don't, because the Missouri statutes require certain things to be in a health care plan. Those aren't part of what the Missouri statute says has to be in a health care plan. And so they're going against our current statutes there already. You know, the alternatives to abortion agencies, the pregnancy resource centers, you know, they all offer free counseling and services to pregnant women in need. And maternity homes offer free housing, and we just want to make sure we protect those people who do not want to be forced by the government to participate in abortion. It's really a common sense approach to people of all faiths, and it's disturbing that I have to have a bill like this to say, no, we have to protect our First Amendment rights.
So what's kind of the temperature in the room in the Senate on this bill?
Well, it went for a very long time, and I laid the bill over because someone from the opposition party had a small amendment, and I said, well, in interest of compromise, not compromising my principles or values, but if we can fine-tune this and make it better, I'd be willing to lay it over. Otherwise, I would have gone the distance. I don't care if we went to, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning or noon the following day. This is that important to me. But in the interest of working with the opposition, I did that. And I offered a small change to what they gave me, which they didn't like, but they came back with something even worse than what they originally started. And, you know, I really like to compromise as long as it's not, you know, my values I'm compromising. And I thought about this all night, and I prayed about it, and I thought, why can't we reach some agreement? Well, what was happening was what they were doing was totally outside the scope of my bill. And so it's like taking one of the ugly stepsisters from Cinderella, and we're trying to shoehorn her 9-size foot into a 4-size glass slipper. And no matter how you try to shoehorn that in there, it's just not going to fit. So we didn't come to any compromise. So the bill will be coming up next week. And, you know, if I have to work 24 hours a day for, you know, the 6 days we're in, or the 4 days we're in session, I'm willing to do that because the First Amendment is so important. We all took an oath to protect the First Amendment rights of our citizens, and that's what I'm going to do.
Okay. So it'll, do you anticipate then it'll go to a vote in its original form then?
Yes. I'm not accepting any more amendments to it whatsoever. In fact, just to let you know, one of my own colleagues also had an amendment to it, and I loved his amendment. It was an amendment to if someone underage got pregnant, then both parents would have to be informed about the pregnancy and that she was about to get an abortion. I liked the bill, but to me, it didn't fit my bill because mine was strictly about First Amendment rights. You know, let's face it, there's probably a difference of opinion on his bill, but there shouldn't be a difference of opinion on First Amendment rights. So I persuaded him to withdraw his amendment from my bill because I wanted it strictly a constitutional bill.
All right. Well, I look forward to hearing how this does.
Yep. I will let you know how things work on the political battlefield.
Very good. Wayne Walling for joining us on this legislative report right here on Regional Radio.